Old Man Coyote was going along. It had been quite a while since he had eaten and was feeling cut in half by hunger. He came to the top of a hill and saw a big rock. Old Man Coyote took out his flint knife. "Grandfather," Old Man Coyote said to the rock, "I will give you this fine knife. Now help me in some way, because I am hungry." Then Old Man Coyote went along further. He went over the top of the hill, and at the bottom there was a buffalo that had just been killed. "How lucky I am," Old Man Coyote said. "But how can I butcher this buffalo without a knife? Now where did I leave my knife?" Then Old Man Coyote walked up back the hill, and he saw the big rock. "You don't need this knife," he said to the big rock. Then he picked it up and ran back to the buffalo. Now, though, where there had been a freshly killed buffalo, there were only buffalo bones, and the bones were very old and gray. Then from behind him, Old Man Coyote heard rumbling noise. He turned around and looked up. The big rock was rolling down the hill after him. "Got the rum, got the rum." Old Man Coyote began to run. He ran and ran, but the stone still came rumbling after him. "Gotta run, gotta run." Old Man Coyote ran until he came to a bear den. "Help me," he called into the bears. The bears looked out and saw what was chasing Old Man Coyote. "We can't help you against Grandfather Rock," they said. "Gotta run, gotta run." The big rock kept coming at Old Man Coyote, kept running. Now he came to a cave where the mountain lions lived and called out again. "Help me," Old Man Coyote said. "I'm about to be killed." The mountain lions looked out and saw what was after Old Man Coyote. "No," they said, "we can't help you. You've angered Grandfather Rock." "Gotta rum, gotta rum." The big rock kept rumbling after Old Man Coyote, and he kept running. Now he came to the place where the buffalo was grazing. "Help me," Old Man Coyote said, yelled. "That big rock said it was going to kill all the buffalo. When I tried to stop it, it began to chase me." The bull buffalo braced its legs and thrust its head out to stop the rock. But the rock just brushed the bull buffalo aside and left him standing there dazed with his horns bent and his head pushed back to his shoulders. Now to this day, all buffalo are still like that. "Gada rum, gada rum." The big rock kept rolling at Old Man Coyote, and he kept running. But Old Man Coyote was getting tired now, and the rock was getting closer. Then Old Man Coyote looked up and saw a nighthawk flying overhead. "My friend," Old Man Coyote yelled up to the nighthawk, "this big rock is chasing me and said you are ugly. It said you have a wide mouth and your eyes are too big and your beak is all pinched up. I told it not to say that and it began to chase me." The nighthawk heard what Old Man Coyote said and grew angry. He called the other nighthawks and began to swoop down and strike at the big rock with their beaks. Each time they struck at the big rock, peace broke off and stopped rolling. "Gada rum, gada rum." The rock kept rolling, and Old Man Coyote kept running, but now the rock was much smaller. The nighthawk continued to swoop down and break off the pieces. Finally, the big rock was nothing but small pebbles. Old Man Coyote came up and looked at the little stones. "My, my," he said to the nighthawks. "Why did you wide-mouthed, big-eyed, pinch-beaked birds do to my old friend?" Then Old Man Coyote laughed and started on his way again. Now the Nighthawks were very angry at Old Man Coyote. They gathered up all the pieces of the rock and fanned them together with their wings. Next thing Old Man Coyote knew, he heard a familiar sound behind him again. "Gada rum, gada rum." He tried to run, but he was so tired now he could not get away. The big rock rolled right over him and flattened him out.